Hey, this is Carlos Cavallo. Welcome back to more dating tips from the dating advice guru. That would be moi, me, pour vous. Yes. You didn't think I knew French. You'd be right. I absolutely don't know any French. I just wing it. You know, you watch enough movies, you can pick up enough of a foreign language to get you by sometimes, can't you? So how was your week? Was it a good week? Was it a week full of romance? Was it a week full of dating? Was it a week full of, well, you know, the horizontal bop? What was it? What kind of a week was it for you? If I just irritated you and you want to turn the show off now because it wasn't such a great week, well, it's all the more reason you should stay with me after all. Because today I'm going to talk about five reasons that men pull away or grow distant. Because this is the most common question I get. Why is he pulling away? Why is he so cold? Why doesn't he warm up? Why isn't he in love with me? Why won't he talk to me? You know, why is it so guys are stoic and hard to break through to? Well, the truth is that we're not. You just have to know the right techniques. It's just like having a locked chest, right? A locked chest means nothing in the grand scheme of things if you know how to pick locks. And that's kind of what this skill is all about, learning how to pick the lock around his heart, right? The lock that keeps you out and keeps him in. You got to break into it. And that's just another skill set. That's really what this is. So if you know the reasons why he pulls away, well, maybe you can break through a little bit, because there's a pattern that almost every woman has experienced in her life. And it goes a little something like this. Boy meets girl. Girl likes boy. Boy takes girl out. Girl gets romanced. Boy and girl get excited and intimate. Something happens. Boy grows distant, pulls away. Girl tries to love him more, but he disappears. And then you're left wondering, why did things always change? Did you meet the wrong guy? Did you say something or do something wrong that pushed him away? Did you sleep with him too fast? Are all men commitment phobic? You know, this flurry of questions. Why does it start out so wonderful and then he pulls away and grows distant? Well, I want to explain some of the mystery and the reasons why men pull away. And then more importantly, I want you to know how to stop this from happening in your life. No more guys ghosting on you like this anymore, right? All right, well, here are five of the most common reasons men pull away and go cold on you. Let's do this countdown style. Why he pulls away, reason number five, he felt pressured into the relationship at first. Notice that I said he felt pressured into the relationship. I didn't say he actually was pressured. You might not have actually pressured him or pushed him, but men are keenly aware that most women do not take sex lightly. Men actually don't take it lightly either, but we'll get to that in a minute. The pressure he feels comes from the change that happens once you sleep with each other. And yeah, it can freak a guy out. It really can. We don't do well with the weirdness, and we often just don't know how to talk about it with you. And as a result, he's more likely to disappear than try to overcome his communication shortcomings. Why he pulls away, reason number four, is he was afraid of his own vulnerability. Now you might be thinking, aha, I knew he was commitment phobic. Well, that's not really what I'm saying here. I'm saying that he might have pulled away from you because after you did get intimate with him, he thought that you would expect a huge commitment from him. He thought that you'd want him to, you know, pop out a ring and then plan the honeymoon and all that. He was thinking it was going to get really serious, and you probably just wanted it to get maybe a little bit more serious, a tiny bit more serious, but not hugely serious. So he was thinking 100% more serious when you were thinking maybe 15% more serious. And he would have been totally okay with that. But as guys are very attached to their sense of liberty and freedom, he saw this expectation as being scary and he wanted to step back. Now, when I say liberty and freedom, I do not mean he wants to be free to date around and sleep with every woman he meets. It might seem that way, but it really isn't. A lot of women think this is the case. It's just not true. In fact, due to a man's biological programming, he's more likely to want to lock you down than you might think. After all, in caveman terms, he would like to take you off the market, right? So he can feel safe about his chances to procreate and the fact that you're not going to be having some other guy's baby that he then ends up having to take care of. And then dude number one goes off and has fun with all the other cave women, I guess. Sheesh, these scientific terms, they make love sound kind of weird, don't they? Why men grow distant, reason number three, he's stressed. Yeah, this happens a lot for guys. I had a friend and mentor of mine once tell me, you know, a guy can have one, maybe two things that are big in his life, a crisis that is, two crises that are big in his life that he has to handle. But if he gets to three issues, well, he's going to struggle. That's his limit. That's his breaking point. And he's right, because I've been there myself. You see, guys are very single-focused about their lives and their direction. We're single-minded. We're very on a certain particular path. When a guy is on track with his career, it's hard to break into that focus, something that I discuss at length in my programs. So when he's up against some serious challenges, he's very likely to tune you out, not because he wants to, but because he has to in order to dominate the challenges that he's facing right now. He has to wrestle those challenges down and make them beg for mercy before he can clear his head enough to think about the, you know, you, him, us combo. Guys are linear thinkers, and we're linear feelers too sometimes. If he's feeling stressed, he has to root that out first and get rid of it before he can feel the love and connection that he wants to share with you. Yes, even if that means turning down your all-healing love. You know you could support him. You know you could make it better, right? But he needs to handle things for himself and clear out of his backlog of stuff that he's got going on in his head. It's not how most women would handle it, which is always what seems so puzzling to you when he does this. But trust me, when he's handled his issues, he will be back because his mind will be clear again. Why he's pulling away from your love, reason number two, she's clingy. Look, I'm the guy who's going to call it like it is. The reality is that a lot of women do come on a bit strong after sex. Come on, fess up, confess. It's usually because of a bunch of complicated emotions that are going on inside you, right? First is you're vulnerable. You don't want to feel like a slut, so you start to try to make this go somewhere. Sometimes even when it shouldn't be, it should just be a fun hookup and that's it. Or you panic because you might have gotten intimate too quickly and now you need to backpedal into something more committed than it actually should be at this point. Or you're angry at yourself for compromising your boundaries to win his approval and affection. Some women cut guys off first because of this very same reason. They just try and get the preemptive strike on him and he was perfectly fine and wanted to keep it going. Guys never want to feel like you want him in your life just because it makes you feel better. That's really selfish in the grand scheme of things, after all. But it is true, you do want him to make you feel better, but he's also got to feel the other side of it. He wants you to want him for what he brings to you, not your frail self-esteem situation, as I'm sure you'd want him to want you, right? You don't want him to want you just because he's got this hole inside him that needs filling. And it's easy to fall into the clingy and needy trap. Even guys do this. I was one of them. I was a very needy, this is so embarrassing. I was just kind of a needy, wussy guy for a while. I was too much into the whole romance aspect of it. And I really wussed out for a while. I failed to be the kind of man with a backbone that women were actually attracted to. I used to get a little too quickly attached to a woman when I really liked her. And then, of course, that would freak her out and send her running faster than Wile E. Coyote after his latest Acme shipment. So yeah, I have to repeat the one you hate to hear. Watch out for the needy monster in your life, okay? It's going to come up, and if it does come up a lot, you're going to need to address it and handle it, because that means it's not really his issues. And finally, number one, why men run away. Reason number one, he just needs to regroup and recharge. The shocking truth about many of the times that a guy pulls away is he's not pulling away from you. I know it feels like it, but it's really him pulling away from the edge of the cliff, the edge of the abyss. The cliff, or the abyss, is that place where a man sometimes feels like he's pushed. When he's at the edge, he'll feel like he's lost touch with his masculinity. And on one side, he can jump off into the abyss with you, and I don't mean to make your relationship sound like a giant endless pit, but for him, it's a scary zone that he doesn't know yet. It's a big unknown. It's a big, I don't know. Whereas behind him, back in his masculinity and his happy little man cave of life, he knew what was going on, right? And when he's up against that limit, that feeling like he's pushed up against a cliff, he can't think of the relationship first. That's not what he's seeing. He's seeing this great unknown. And this is another of those crucial differences between men and women's thinking that will confuse you if you don't know what's going on. You see, a woman would reach out and seek comfort and connection to ground her. A man won't. And it doesn't have to make sense to you, because to a guy, this is how he feels best able to strengthen himself. Macho bullshit. The girl in the back is yelling at me as I type this. I hear you. Look, no, it's got nothing to do with macho at all. It's how he processes the problem. It's got nothing to do with posturing or even ego. It's just the way the men do it. And if you wait it out, if you're there for him without pushing your feelings of, oh my God, I'm losing him on him, which of course further stresses him out. See number three, when I was talking about the number of issues a guy can have, don't add another issue to his life when he's already got another one. That's not gonna work. It'll keep him from pulling away if you can avoid putting those feelings of pressure on him. So with this approach, 95 times out of 100, he will come back to you if you're not in this panic mode of pressuring him back into the relationship, trying to hurry him away from dealing with whatever he's dealing with. That voice in his head will remind him about you, okay? He'll be automatically remembering that he's got this resource, this person in his life, specifically about how you were patient with him, how you respected his process and his space. Sorry to get all California New Agey on you, but that's the thing he's gonna recognize. And he'll come back to you with more interest and more desire than before. Now, the best part about this situation is that you can use this time to take care of yourself. Think about it. Is it healthy to mope around and ruminate and just brood? Or would you rather get out there and do things that make you happy outside of the relationship? Now, of course, your man is an important part of your life, but the biggest mistake is to treat him as if he's the be-all, end-all of your life. He wouldn't want that kind of responsibility any more than you want that put on you. So keep living your life while he's preoccupied with pulling away from that pesky cliff, because he knows the cliff really isn't you. It's just an imaginary pressure in his head. So don't drop the ball. Stay on top of your job. Stay on top of your relationships with your family, your friends, and stay with the other things that you had going on before you met him. When he realizes that you'll be perfectly fine without him, he'll remember, oh yeah, that's what drew me to her. And even though you're absolutely crazy about this guy, you need to make him reassess how important you are to him. He has to consciously recognize this himself. You can't push it on him. The beauty of this is that you're not playing some contrived, playing hard to get mind game. You're simply doing what you need to do for yourself, okay? It just so happens that it also makes you look a lot more attractive to him in the process. So keep your cool, hold the line, keep yourself calm. Get the resources. I've talked about this in the past. Keep your resources, the women that can talk you down from the ledge. A calm, collected attitude will help you win the long game. And as it happens, I've got another super effective way for you to keep connected with him so that no matter what's going on in his own world, he'll stay connected to you. You see, most women don't realize that guys connect with their partner in a very specific way. There are 5 ways, to be exact, and if you know these connection styles, you'll always be in sync with each other. Now, you've learned these few little ways I've shown you about how men pull away. Now you need to learn that guys pull away for certain reasons, but this special presentation I want to show you is going to show you the biggest reason why men leave a relationship. Don't worry though, I'll also talk about how to deal with that little phenomenon and stop him from falling into another woman's arms. Now, a lot of it has to do with his specific connection style, okay? Or rather, understanding this part of him. If you want to find out how this works, and I'm sure you do, get on over there right now. Go watch my quick video presentation on this at datingadviceguru.com/connection code. That's datingadviceguru.com/connection code. where I'll tell you how to figure out a man's connection style and get him to connect and commit to you all of his own free will. How about that? All right, get on over there. This is Carlos Cavallo from datingadviceguru.com/connection code. Come back and talk to me again next week. Until then, live and love with passion.
DatingAdviceGuru.com, the Dating Advice Guru podcast and YouTube content, and all content herein is copyright Morpheus Productions, LLC. Feel free to contact Carlos at www.datingadviceguru.com, on the forum, or click the Ask Carlos link on the site. We welcome your comments and questions.